Oh my Jedi! Oren, we're finally in the 10 News studio!
Cool! Judah, look at this microphone!
Hello, Tenners!
Tracy said we can take over the show today, so I think we can do whatever we want.
Darth Vader!
Judah, Oren, you do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can make this podcast amazing and bring order to the 10 News.
We'll never join you!
But Judah, I am your head writer.
No!
No, really, I'm Ryan Willard, the head writer here, so you guys are supposed to listen to what I say.
Oh, hey Ryan. Okay, fine, but can we use lightsabers?
Obviously.
Awesome!
May the Fourth be with you. Now do the intro so we can start the show.
What up, Tenors? Judah here.
And Oren!
And we're taking over for Star Wars Day. It's Wednesday, May 4th, and this is the 10 News.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Star Wars Day is like Christmas for fans of Star Wars.
Why is Star Wars Day on May 4th? Is it because of the line, May the 4th be with you?
That's exactly right, Oren. Fans started saying, May the 4th be with you, and the day became a holiday.
So the whole holiday started with fans?
Yep, Star Wars is one of the most successful film series ever made. There are 9 main films and a few spin-offs. There are also Star Wars TV shows, books, video games, toys, and Lego sets. Want to watch all 9 main movies? Pace yourself, it's going to take about 20 hours.
Holy moly!
And you have to decide in which order to watch them in. If you haven't seen any Star Wars movies, you should check them out. But check with your grown-ups first to see which ones are right for you. Hey Tessa, what are you doing?
Hi Judah and Oren. Just fixing a few things on R2. There we go.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
I'd say mine is Return of the Jedi. I know. Everyone says Empire Strikes Back is supposedly the best one, but I have a special place in my heart for those Ewoks.
Awesome choice. My favorite movie is also Return of the Jedi. It's just those fuzzy little Ewoks. They're so cute.
Right? What's that, BB-8? You need me to plug you in. Okay, I'm coming. Back in a bit, boys.
Bye, Tessa. Star Wars has so many cool characters. My favorite is Yoda.
There are Jedi Knights, evil Sith Lords, droids, cool creatures, and, of course, Yoda. Help you, I can, yes. This year, fans are celebrating Star Wars Day with special treats and crafts, wearing costumes, and drinking blue milk. You can get a recipe to make your own blue milk in the show notes, or by visiting the10news.com. According to the dictionary, a fan is a person who has a strong interest in a particular person or thing. Star Wars fans take it to the next level. We've got 5 fans who took their love of Star Wars to hyperspace. Take it away, Ryan.
First, the fan with the Guinness World Record for the biggest Star Wars collection is Steve Sansweet, the owner of Rancho Obi-Wan, a museum of Star Wars collectibles in California. The museum has around 500,000 items.
That's no moon.
Next on our list, the fan who built the world's first retractable lightsaber. And it's not a plastic toy, it's real. Earlier this year, Alex Birkin, a YouTuber and Star Wars fan, built a retractable 3-foot plasma blade that can cut through steel. Cosplay is when people dress up as their favorite characters, and Julian Checkley took it to the next level with his world record for tallest Star Wars cosplay costume. Depicting a character from The Force Awakens named Grumgar, the costume is almost 9 feet tall and took 100 days to build. And in February, 12-year-old Star Wars fan Haddon Haste set a Guinness World Record for the fastest build time of a Lego Micro Millennium Falcon. He finished the 101-piece build in 1 minute and 59 seconds.
Never heard of the Millennium Falcon? It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
This year, a new world record might be set. Brack Lee from Colorado has worn a different Star Wars shirt every day since May 2021. If you're worried about how much laundry he has to do, you can relax. He owns over 400 Star Wars shirts.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker.
Hey, Tessa, do you have any fun facts about Star Wars?
Hi, Oren. I do indeed have a fun fact from behind the scenes. Did you know that Jabba the Hutt, the villain from Return of the Jedi, was originally going to be... human?
You're kidding me.
It's true. In Star Wars A New Hope, we first meet Jabba, but that's actually an old deleted scene that had a CGI Jabba added in.
What?
In the original scene, Jabba was a human actor. Not nearly as scary as a slimy worm dude.
He's like a big nasty slug. Yuck! Back to you, Duda.
We know Tenors are big fans of Star Wars, so we worked hard to come up with a super tricky trivia question. When did Boba Fett make his Star Wars debut? Was it A, Star Wars A New Hope, B, Star Wars The Holiday Special, or C, The Mandalorian?
Did you guess it?
The answer is... B! The Star Wars Holiday Special is kind of a joke to Star Wars fans, but it's the first time we see the iconic bounty hunter Boba Fett.
The ship you seek is nearby.
Are the Imperial troops near this planet?
They are here, friend, and growing more powerful.
So, for that reason, and probably that reason alone, the Star Wars Holiday Special is an important part of the Star Wars universe.
Whatever. That's our show for you today. But before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is having a lightsaber battle and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Adam Bernard, and Tessa Flannery. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Sith Lord Oren!
And I'm Jedi Master Judah, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. And of course, may the 4th be with you!